It said, prepare the way. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Christ child to come? Good, you're more ready than I am, but welcome. Maybe this service today will help us all be more ready to welcome the Christ and the Christ we see in everyone else. I am here to welcome you. My name is Barbara Fote. I'm a member here. And whatever brings you here, whether it's your custom to come, whether you come out of crisis, whether you have a concern, whether you're just curious and checking us out because it's Christmas time. God is here, and we hope that you feel the warmth and love of the Christ here in this place and that you might find some moments of peace through this service. We have an order of worship in the bulletin that's abbreviated, but you'll also find the full order of worship and all the responsive readings on the slides, either there or in the back. Inside that bulletin, you should see a yellow slip, right? If you would grab that, and on one side it says date and name, if you would fill those out. And if you're new, we would love to have some contact information for you. On the flip side is an opportunity for you to write a prayer request, and those will be picked up by the ushers at the prayer time. And otherwise, just hang on to the yellow slip and just drop it in the offering plate a little bit later. I'm part of the welcome team, and if I haven't seen you and you're new, this is a brochure, but we are so pleased that you chose to spend part of a very busy season some time here with us. There are restrooms out through this door. There is an opportunity for children. I think there's some coloring books and things in the back for them. We do not have child care service today, but children are always welcome in our service. And a reminder that there is a safe sanctuary policy, so children should be accompanied throughout the building. There is so much going on at this holiday time, and let me just highlight a couple of things. Every Christmas season, the poinsettias that you see from our altar are given to those who need to stay at home and special friends of the church. So if you were contacted to deliver one of those, would you please remember after the service to come on up and pick that up? And we appreciate your time and hospitality to do that and to let those who aren't able to be with us know how special they are and have that reminder through a flower. Some of you pre-ordered pecans or pecans, and they are ready in the gathering room afterwards if you would check back and pick those up, because some of you might still want them for your holiday gifts or your holiday baking. Tuesday night, who remembers what time the service is? Because it's different. 6 o'clock, right? And children need to be here at 5. It is a wonderful service. If you are fairly new to us and haven't been to a Christmas Eve service, it's lessons and carols. The teens will be reading the scripture lessons. The younger children will be dressed and acting out the full Christmas story. We have a little Spanish flair to it usually, and children are encouraged to bring a stuffed animal to put at the altar, but they can take it home, so don't worry about that. And we end with lit candles, the sanctuary darkened, and singing Silent Night, which almost brings tears to my eyes just to talk about it. So it's a very special service at 6. And then if you're accustomed to a later service, there is also a service at 10 for all of the United Methodist churches at Irwin, First Irwin, which is down the way on Euclid. I'd also remind you that it's your last chance to fulfill your pledge or make a donation so we can hopefully boost up that little deficit that we've been seeing or big deficit that we've been seeing. I'm not sure what it is, but your chance to help the mission and ministry of this congregation with contributions. I believe those are the things that I wanted to share, but there are more things in the bulletin here too. And then as we move to our next song, the bell choir is here today, so I think the next song is to honor and highlight that. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. It was written at the time of the Civil War, I'm told, and it was written as a hope and a goal for peace, and that is something still that this day I think we all yearn for, is peace in our world. So the next hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to all. And in despair I bowed my head, there lives who beckoneth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace.
Be seated. Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Alicia. I'm the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I'm honored to say I'm the pastor here for many reasons, but one is the volunteers here are awesome. I don't even know how many volunteers are bringing these poinsettias to people who don't make it this Sunday, make it to church every Sunday, but there are a lot. I'd say over 10. I think it's a blessing. And I also want to take just a second to recognize Amy DeBurgess, our music director, and Dennis Triggs, our organist. My heart has been warmed all week long from the hard work that the choir and they put in for our special music last week. So I just wanted to say, give a shout out to them one more time. And then, of course, and then in anticipation of the bell choir ringing today, I'd like to just give a shout out to Danny McGowan, who is the director of our bell choir. So thank you to all of the bell choir and to Danny for all the hard work they are doing. So today we have our special acolyte here to help us, and Angela Palmieri is going to help us with the Advent reading. So I'll go first and then you. Okay. Love, are we there yet? One thing we learned on our Advent journey is that it is better not to go alone. We live in a do-it-yourself culture that celebrates the individual, but faith is not something we can do on our own.
We need companions on the journey. We need others to support us and strengthen us and encourage us. We put our journey in the hands of many people around us. And although it is a risk, we are better for it. When God chose to come to earth, God chose to trust in people to help make it happen. God trusted in Mary, and God trusted in Joseph. In turn, we trust in God to be faithful to the promise and to sustain us through many others. As we continue our journey of faith, we relight the candles of peace, hope, and joy, and light the love candle, and our circle is complete.
We're working on lighting the candles. We ran out of a wick up here, so we have an assistant coming in a moment to help us light it. As we do, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, that God may teach us the ways of peace and hope and joy and love. Come, O come, Emmanuel. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sue Bates, and I'm a member here at UUMC, and I will be your liturgist this morning. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in our responsive call to worship. God's Spirit has led us here. For the Spirit of the Lord is that there is peace. God's Spirit has led us here. God's Spirit has led us here. God's Spirit has led us here. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Peace, hope, joy, love, it's all here. Let's continue singing in Christmas, singing hymn number 249, There's a Song in the Air. Please remain standing. Look around. The spirit of Christmas is all around you. Before you settle back into your seats, take a moment to share Advent love with your neighbors. When you hear the music, it is time for you to return to your seats and for the children to come forward and meet with Pastor Alicia.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable, please? Good morning. So today I thought we'd sit in the car. And I think a few people are going to have to sit in the trunk. So go ahead. Can you squeeze over, Joel? Maybe we can put a small, why don't we put a small person in? You got it? You good? All right. Let's put a small person there. Do you want to be our driver? Come on up. No, I don't think you can fit, Eric. Okay, we got, come here, honey. You come sit here. Do you want to sit in the front, though, Eric? Okay. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I was going to try to get everybody in before, but you guys sang too fast. Scoot over. Who wants to sit in the second row next to Eric? Come on over. You guys can sit in the trunk. Back in the day, kids used to do that. Come on over. Why don't you sit here with the baby? Huh? Do you want to sit in the trunk too? Are you good? You're good. Okay. All right. Come on over. You guys want to come over here and come over in this? So, believe it or not, I bet some people out here have sat in the trunk, right? A lot of people are. So, before seatbelts were the law, people used to put the kids in the, not the trunk that closed, but they had an open trunk, like the, oh, it was a, yeah. Anyway, so. The rumble seat, yes. Right. You okay? You going to sit over there? Do you guys want to go sit back there? Are you good?
I think we're good.
We're good, okay. So, does anyone remember what it says on our car? You can't cheat because it's on the other side. What does it say?
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Has anyone asked that question before? Are we there yet? I have. I know. I have. I've been on trips where I asked, are we there yet? I think I've been going to the grocery store and asked, are we there yet? So, my question is, who's ready for Christmas? Okay. Who wishes Christmas was today? Okay. So, sometimes we have to wait a little bit, huh? Waiting is hard and it takes forever, and sometimes we just need to think, are we there yet, and say no, not yet. But when we get there, it's going to be so special and so awesome. So I'm hoping all of us sitting here will remember that even though we aren't, today isn't Christmas that we're looking forward to, and we're going to be so happy and feel so special in our hearts when Christmas does come. Who is going to be in the Christmas pageant on Christmas Eve? Nice, a lot of you are. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so I'm wondering, because I asked Angela, can you take a picture? You did? Can you get it out again? Because I'm going to have them look out the window, because we're kind of short. Can you guys look out the window of the car? And then we're going to take a picture? I don't really want to be in the picture. Can you be in? Can you be in? Here, I'm going to get out of the way so you're in the picture. Angela's taking a picture, so... So who's driving today? You guys are both driving, I bet, depending on if you're in America or England, right? Yeah. All right, so thank you so much for talking with me and sharing with me, and I'm going to be on vacation next week, so I won't see you next week, but I will see you on Christmas Eve. I'll see you on Christmas Eve. What? We're going to still have worship next Sunday, yes. We'll just have someone else be in charge. But anyway, I am so grateful that every single Sunday you come up and talk with me. I'm really grateful, and you're so honest and open, and I'm grateful. So you can go sit back with whoever brought you, or you can go do a coloring sheet. And as we do that, our bell choir is going to grace us with music.
During this Advent season, we are listening to God's word as related by the prophet Isaiah and in Matthew's gospel. We think of Jesus' birth as the beginning of something new. But when we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, we see that his birth, as described by Matthew, was actualization of a prophecy hundreds of years old. I'm reading verses 10 through 13 in chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign from the Lord your God. Make it as deep as the grave or as high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I won't ask. I won't test the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, house of David, isn't it enough for you to be tiresome for people that you are also tiresome before my God? Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. The young woman is pregnant and is about to give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. He will eat butter and honey and learn to reject evil and choose good. Before the boy learns to reject evil and choose good, the land of the two kings you dread will be abandoned." Last week we heard the story of Mary's angel visit and her courageous response. This week we hear Joseph's angel visitation. I'm reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary's mother was engaged to Joseph, before they were married, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. Because he didn't want to humiliate her, he decided to call off their engagement quietly. As he was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all of this took place so that the Lord had spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did just as an angel from God commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he didn't have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son. Joseph called him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. So we're still on our journey asking, are we there yet? Today we will talk about many different journeys. How many of us trust our GPS as we travel someplace new? I think I've had more arguments with Siri than anyone else in my life. Perhaps you too have become suspicious of your GPS. You're following the directions to a I'm sorry, my voice isn't working and apparently it's now affecting my brain. You're following the directions to a destination where you have never been. Then you're directed to make a turn that doesn't feel right. The directions keep coming, but they don't seem to get you on the right path. It's hard to keep trusting the disembodied voice telling you how to get to your destination. And at this time, we might want to give up or turn it off and use the force, Luke, which often means just do what feels right. This is a recipe for disaster more times than we'd like to admit. Many times on our journey in life, we just need to trust. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, and I use this quote all the time for you, but also in my own life. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Trusting in this love God has for us, not knowing where the journey will lead, but going anyway, is faith in action. I know I've taken many journeys like this, and I'm sure you have too, right? Have you taken some journeys where you weren't quite sure where you were going to end up? Joseph's journey as a parent started off in a very unique way. Our scripture today shares how shares some of his inner conflict. Joseph, at first, he just couldn't do it, or on his own, he was planning to just walk away from Mary. Trusting in his own wisdom, he was on the brink of saying no. No to his marriage, no to this wild story. He wasn't going to make a fuss, but he just was going to say no. The funny thing is, Matthew tells us that Joseph was a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace. The problem was that those two things clashed, or at least they used to. Calling people righteous meant that they were obedient to the law, and the law called for public disgrace, at least as it was practiced at the time. So the shame wouldn't rest on Joseph and his family, but on Mary and her family. Though he had resolved to dismiss her quietly, he was at war within himself as he went to sleep that night. It was in this inner conflict that the dream came and an angel spoke to him. And suddenly Joseph knew what to do. Now, a dramatist would want a little more inner struggle debate as Joseph came to his new understanding, but Matthew doesn't indicate any struggle at all. Joseph woke up and did it. He did what? He went against the law in favor of love. Or maybe better, he went against a rigid interpretation of law in favor of the covenant between people and God. Joseph began his journey on faith and love of God. Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. God sent us Jesus so that we might know better the heart or love of God. Can you even imagine this ultimate love God has for us? Jesus was not at all what people thought the Messiah would be. He did not come down with a boom of thunder to rule the world, but came as a vulnerable baby. It's funny how we can learn so much about love from the vulnerable. I'm thinking about small children and cats and dogs. They cannot articulate love, but they show and share it graciously. This is how Jesus began, God with us, on a journey to show us love as a vulnerable baby. Maybe God is telling us to love with our vulnerable selves. We are all on a journey to love God and one another and trust that God loves us. In my own life, this plaque that the staff gave me a year or two ago sits outside my door. I hung it right outside my door. You may or may not be able to see it on the right. It says, "Love is spoken here." I chose it to hang it at the front door because I needed a reminder that love is to be spoken inside this door. I also want people who enter to know love is spoken here, and it's a safe place. I live with people of the city. I live in a neighborhood where blue-collar and probably low-end wage workers live, and our houses are close enough together that I do not always hear love spoken in their homes, and it makes me sad. It makes my heart ache for the children who are not always spoken kindly to, or the girlfriend who is sworn at when her boyfriend gets drunk. My prayer is that they can hear what comes from my home as well. My prayer is that they hear love, loving words,
love in action. We are asking, are we there yet? Are we the people of God? Are we the people God would like us to be? Probably not fully, but we sure are journeying our hardest toward it. Amen.
God's promise to us took the form of a baby at Christmas, and God promised that Christ will come again. In fact, Christ returns every time our actions help to bring about the promised reign of God. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing, "View the Present Through the Promise." Please be seated. We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection. If you would like your prayer request read as a part of worship, please pass the prayer slip that looks like this to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time, asking God for this to be the year. We will begin our prayer time with a period of silence for personal reflection. I will share a spoken prayer, then we will pray the Lord's Prayer together. Speak the Lord's Prayer using the words and language that are most meaningful to you. Now settle yourself and open your mind and heart to the gentle calling of the Spirit of God. Give us, O God, the vision which can see your love in the world in spite of human failure. Give us the faith to trust your goodness in spite of our ignorance and weakness. Give us the knowledge that we may continue to pray with understanding hearts, and show us what each of us can do to set forward the coming of the day of universal peace. Amen. And please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome here. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way that we affirm our commitment to that vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips that look like this in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir blesses us with song. Please remain standing and join me in prayer as we thank God for all the gifts we have received. Great God, our Redeemer, we sing your praises. Your glorious love shines in the face of Jesus, born a babe in this dark world. We marvel that he generously humbled himself to bring salvation. How precious is your gift of love. Let the light in our sanctuary and our songs of praise spill through the windows to neighbors dwelling in darkness. May our gifts and offerings reflect the light of Christ as beacons in the night. Draw people far and near closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't think Christmas would be the same if we didn't sing, "On this day, earth shall ring." This special tradition that the Flynn family brought with them when they joined our church expresses the true joy of the Christmas season. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 248.
Amen. I think Christmas is about to come. Are we there yet? Wow. Thank you, everyone. That was awesome. Just a reminder, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. We would love to see all of you and your family and friend here for the Christmas pageant. It's always so special. People of God, we wait with hope. We wait with courage. We wait with joy unspeakable, full of glory. We wait with an assurance that the Liberator will come in power, in justice, and in peace. Go now, trusting and believing that it is so. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.